Welcome to Our PBC Life, a safe place for all to tune in and enjoy. We hope that today's sermon inspires and encourages you. You can stay connected with us on our social media at MyPBCLife or through our website at pbclife.ca. Be blessed and enjoy.
Well, Pastor Dennis mentioned earlier that this is the first Sunday of October here in Canada. Hey, you feel that nice cool breeze this morning as you walked out? October brings that fall weather. And here in Canada, thoughts of the Thanksgiving season. And with that in mind, we're not pausing from God's Word, but we're pausing from the book of Nehemiah to reflect on Thanksgiving for these next two Sundays. Well, there's going to be lots of activities in the next coming weeks. I'll probably be picking apples, drinking cider, eating turkey, raking leaves, and Pastor Dennis maybe even watching some football occasionally over the next few weeks. There you are. If I asked you, and if we had the time to say, what are some of the things or who are some of the people that you are most thankful for? Well, I know that faces would cross your mind and you would be thankful for those people. Well, I am the one with the mic this morning, so I would like to share about one of those people in my life that I'm very thankful for. Well, there's a picture going to come up on the screen. Well, look, not many, if any of you would recognize the person on my right, your right, it's yours truly right there. But the gentleman on the right is my dad. And if I can share a little of my family story with you. This is my dad, committed, loved my mom, loved my siblings, worked hard, enjoyed the outdoors, was well-liked, respected in the community, served in the church, loved the Lord. Well, it was 1991. Ruby was pregnant with our first child, being Melissa. She would be the first grandchild on my side of the family. Both sides of the family were excited, but with this child being the first on my side, there was an eager anticipation of this little baby. Ruby had just passed the seventh month of pregnancy, right around this time of the year, and it was at the end of Thanksgiving weekend that I received a phone call from my dad. The call was fairly quick to the point, and in the midst of that, he shared the news of health challenges, and the resulting test in a couple of weeks showed cancer. Well, the weeks following were not easy. The disease took its toll, and after approximately 8 weeks, my dad passed away on December the 18th, 1991, at the age of 56. I was 29, my brother 26, and my sister was 17. Now, in the midst of this difficult journey, there was also a whole lot of excitement because along came a beautiful little baby girl, born on November the 28th, 1991. Well, that little girl had her first flight at 3 weeks of age, and my dad caught a glimpse of his granddaughter a few hours before he passed. I respectfully say that both lives were celebrated, and there was an immense sense of thanksgiving to God in these life milestones. You see, at both ends of the spectrum, thanksgiving was expressed. I also know I don't have to look very far around this congregation, I'm sure online today, that many of you have gone through life-changing circumstances. And in the midst of that, you've realized that God is present with you. You see, folks, true thanksgiving is not based on the result of a set of circumstances, if it works out how I am asking or how I want them to or how I am praying, then I will be thankful. You see, true thanksgiving should not be limited to a specific occasion or one weekend out of the year. And as we approach Thanksgiving, let's recognize that Thanksgiving is not a one-day event. True thanksgiving is more than a social, cultural event. It's more than one weekend of the calendar year. Thanksgiving, at its very core, in the biblical sense, it goes much deeper than this. Strong's Concordance says, the Hebrew word for thanksgiving is todah, And it means confession, praise, and offering. When we give thanks in the truest sense of the biblical word, we offer our God praises and thanksgiving to Him. We acknowledge to Him that He is the giver of all good gifts. Amen? All throughout Scripture, we see people who were expressed thanksgiving. The psalmist proclaims in Psalm 111, he says, "Praise the Lord, I will thank the Lord with all my heart as I meet with His godly people. How amazing are the deeds of the Lord. All who delight in Him should ponder them. Everything He does reveals His glory and His majesty. His righteousness never fails. He causes us to remember His wonderful works. How gracious and merciful is our Lord. He gives food to those who fear Him. He always remembers His covenant. He has shown His great power to His people by giving them the lands of other nations. All He does is just and good. All His commands are trustworthy. They are forever true, to be obeyed faithfully and with integrity." It goes on, he says, "He has paid a full ransom for His people. He has guaranteed His covenant with His name forever. What a holy, awe-inspiring name He has. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true wisdom. All who obey His commandments will grow in wisdom. Praise Him forevermore." Psalm 100 says, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name." In the Old Testament, Job, after the death of family members, after losing all of his possessions, he still proclaims, "The Lord gave me what I had, and the Lord has taken away. Praise the name of the Lord." And it continues, "In all of this, Job did not sin by blaming God." Daniel, a Hebrew exiled in Babylon, facing persecution, including the threat of being thrown into a den of lions for praying to his God. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10 says, "He went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room with his windows open toward Jerusalem. He prayed three times a day, just as he had always done, giving thanks to his God." With the threat of being put in with lions, Daniel gave thanks to God. Well, the result was, he did get thrown into the den of lions, but God sent an angel to shut the lion's mouth, and Daniel was not harmed. At the end of the day, you probably, like myself, want to proclaim with the psalmist and these other individuals, "I want to thank God with all my heart. I want to have the spiritual strength to express thanksgiving to God at all times." Well, folks, how do we get to that place? How do we move from seeing thanksgiving as a one-weekend event or a circumstantial response to seeing thanksgiving as an everyday event? Moving from a one-day event, a one-occasion event, to an everyday event. Even when I don't see it, even when I don't feel it, guess what? God is still working. Even when I don't get it, even when I don't feel it, let's choose to express thanksgiving. Thanksgiving should be a lifestyle flowing from a relationship with God. Allow me to provide a couple of steps to develop or build on that thanksgiving. Well, first, let's say thanks with our mouths to others. Hey, sounds simple, but throughout the course of the day, let's be encouraged to say a simple thanks when appropriate. Let's say thanks to those we come in contact with, and when that response is warranted, you say thanks. Give that person praise for what they did or said or how they made you feel. We just don't say thanks to others. We say thanks with our mouths to God. What am I suggesting? In our prayer, in our praise, let's give praise for who God is, for Jesus Christ, for that eternal hope, for His blessings, for another day, for His guidance, for answers to prayer. In prayer, we give thanks to God. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His steadfast love endures forever." Pastor Maria said it to you many times, to open your mouths and speak, to give thanksgiving, to give praise to God. As we pray to Him in our prayers, our songs, let's express thanksgiving to God. Let's praise Him. Well, another step towards moving thanksgiving from a one-day event is to show thanks by our hands. Meaning, hey folks, let's take action. Let's help out where we can. Let's be compassionate. Let's be aware of those around us, to be kind, to be available, to be generous. There's people in need, and they need to see God's love in a tangible way. And as believers, as Christians, we should be the ones that are reaching out. I believe that when we look out, when we pray for others, God will bring people along your pathway. And we get to respond in amazing ways. Those acts of kindness, I believe as we do that, my thanksgiving to God is strengthened. I become aware of other person's situations. And I say, God, thank you for what you provided to me. And I express my thanksgiving to him. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16 says, don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that pleases God. Don't forget to do good and share with others. Matthew chapter 10, verse 42 says, if you give even a cup of water in my name to the least of my followers, you will surely be rewarded. When we choose, when we become aware of someone else's situation, I tend to be more thankful for what God has provided to myself. Here at PPC, we just mentioned it in our announcements a few moments ago. We have our Thanksgiving box restock, and you are going to be taking a box. We're encouraging you to do that, to bring it back next week, filled with items that will help someone else. Remember, we're talking about one-time events. Can I add that PPC's food box is not a one-time at Thanksgiving? We've done that numerous times throughout the year. It's not just one time in the year. We strive to do that on more occasions. Proverbs 19:17 says, if you help the poor, you're lending to the Lord, and he will reward you. Now, I don't believe that we give to get, but I believe when we give, we see more of what we have, and we are able to express praise and thanksgiving to God. It is more blessed to give than to receive. That being said, I learned a while ago, a number of years ago, how I can personally and potentially hinder Thanksgiving. I'm sure I'm not the only one here who's prayed for God's blessing in their lives. And yet sometimes when God honors that and his blessings show up, I miss how God was involved in those moments. A number of years ago, I was on the receiving end of a person's generosity in a financial gift. And I said, thanks so much. But I followed it up with, you didn't really need to do that. You shouldn't have done that. Well, folks, like you, when you're being generous and helpful to others, what I failed to recognize is that individual, in their faithfulness and obedience to God, they felt to bless me. Well, that individual's response was lovingly, Pastor, don't steal my joy. They were so happy to give and felt that they were being obedient to God. And I wonder, I was happy, but I believe it was the wrong response to that person. If I can say a pious response, trying to act a certain way or sound a certain way, that can hinder Thanksgiving. What are some other hindrances to having a true Thanksgiving response? Well, if I feel I deserve something, or I'm entitled to something, or whatever's going on, and I feel entitled by it, I'm not so sure if I'm giving thanks, true thanksgiving to God. You see, it's that selfish thing that's coming back out again. And self will get in the way of true thanksgiving, I believe, at all times. And because thanksgiving is for God, anything that gets in the way of your relationship with God is indeed hindering that thanksgiving. If sin is present, how can we express praise and thanksgiving to God? It's not of God, not from God. Therefore, how can true thanksgiving be evident? We're looking and praying for revival. If sin is present, repentance, confession, forgiveness needs to be asked and steps taken and received. We want revival. We want God to work in this life, in your life, in our church, in our community. If there's anything present that gets in the way of myself and my relationship with God, that has to go away. So whatever steps we need to take that away and be drawn closer to God. And I believe even in that, we express true thanksgiving. Well, the third step to moving thanksgiving from a one-day event to an everyday lifestyle is to have a sacrificial thanks from our heart. You see, as opposed to being deserved or entitled, this is absolutely the opposite. It's a recognition that without God and His love for each of us, we really have nothing that is eternal. Folks, because of God's love, because of what Jesus did, thanksgiving should be an everyday event. Realizing that myself, that we, that I am a sinner saved by God's grace, and nothing I can do, nothing I can do can get me to God. It's only because of what Jesus did, His sacrifice on the cross. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 9 says, "Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done." And it continues, so none of us can boast about it. Hey, we as humans, if we do something good, if I don't, someone come like, "Wow, you did that." You know, sometimes I can get. So what did God do? He says, look, there's nothing that man can do to get to himself except through Jesus Christ. Nothing we can do to gain salvation or God's grace. We accept God's gift with thanksgiving. There's an old chorus, and it says, "Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks, for He has given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart." Any other older people in the audience? Okay, it's good. We got a younger congregation. Fantastic. That's great. You know what? Give thanks with a grateful heart. To me, that implies that I can give thanks with or without a grateful heart. I want to give thanks with a grateful heart. One that gives thanksgiving where it should be directed. Where should that be? Absolutely to God Himself. I was reminded of the biblical account in Luke 17 of the 10 lepers. 10 men with leprosy came to Jesus asking for mercy. Result was they were healed. Scripture continues that one of them came back shouting, "Praise God!" And Jesus asked, "Where are the other 9? Do I believe that all 10 men were thankful? I want to think so. But I believe that only one displayed a heart that expressed true thanksgiving, that praise to God. Sacrificial thanks from our heart means if it is only yourself, if it is only myself, if it's only this group of believers, will you, will I be the one who will express thanksgiving at all times? Sacrificial thanks from the heart offers thanksgiving in every single situation. What you and I perceive as highs and lows, we still offer thanksgiving to God. If we only express thanksgiving to God on the highs, I believe we'll constantly spiral when those lows take place. As I make my comments today, I'll add that this is not, I trust that when you're listening to me, you're not getting that feeling, "Wow, he's making that sound so easy today." The journey that we're on is not always easy. There will be things, circumstances, occurrences in your life that will cause frustration, that will cause questions. You'll be angry, you'll be hurt, there will be sorrow along the journey. I can't remember which song it was we sang earlier, but I scratched the note down. But you are not alone. We are not alone. In the midst of everything that's going on, in our emotions, we're not alone because God is with us. Life situations happen. Hey, folks, we believe that we're also in a fight against principalities and powers. The enemy is out to destroy and kill. And if we give him opportunity, he will certainly do that. In the midst of all of those things, what's the key? It is to keep talking, to keep praying to God, to letting him know. He knows all about us anyway, so why do we sometimes feel that we're masking in front of God? He knows everything that's going on in our lives. In the midst of our emotions, we still give thanks. As we journey through this life, let's learn to express thanksgiving during every situation, in life and death, and all of those points in between. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18 says, "Always be joyful, never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances." Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Similarly, Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6 says, "Always be full of joy in the Lord. I will say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all that you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done." Sacrificial thanks impacts how we show thanks, how we say or express thanksgiving. If your heart is right, if your heart is full of thanksgiving, the outflow will be one of thanksgiving, not just for today or when it fits us right, but it will be for every single day. One writer said these comments. He says, "Thanksgiving is a daily practice of cultivating a grateful heart, a conscious effort to recognize and appreciate the divine fingerprints in the tapestry of life. In the hustle and bustle of daily existence, the discipline of thanksgiving becomes a spiritual anchor, grounding individuals in humility and reverence." A daily practice of giving thanks to God. If we want and desire to see revival in our church, our community, people need to see that our faith in God goes beyond the blessings, the high points, the good things. I wish we could live there all the time, but things happen, and I trust that even in those situations, that our faith in God is vibrant, active, and real when those difficult times come along. If our faith doesn't show up in those times, how can we expect a world to want and desire what we have, a relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ? Are we confident that as seasons change, His faithfulness remains? We sing that so often. As seasons change, your faithfulness remains. That's just not talking about the colors on the leaves that change and all that. As life's seasons change, do you believe? Are we confident that His faithfulness remains? Folks, thanksgiving is about saying thanks. It's about showing thanks. It's about having a sacrificial thanks from this heart, from your heart to God. Thanksgiving is an everyday event. It is not a one-day event. Thanksgiving should be our lifestyle. Amen? In concluding today, the worship team is going to return. And I'm inviting you to consider your thanksgiving to God. Is it seasonal? Is it just a few times a year? Is your true thanksgiving based on the circumstances and how you feel that God has responded? Or are you a person that expresses thanksgiving throughout each day, giving your praise to God at all times? Are you and I expressing true thanksgiving with our lips, with our actions, and our heart? Are there places where we need to repent, to ask God to open those spiritual eyes and show thanksgiving to Him, and to trust Him in all situations, to believe that God's on the throne, taking care, is aware, and in the midst of everything going on,
we know that He's there, and we give thanksgiving to Himself.
I'm going to ask you to stand for a moment. The worship team will lead us in a song in a few moments. It's called, I've Got a Reason to Praise.
As I was preparing this, I don't have it in these notes, but I remember somewhere they said, if there's nothing else that I can find to give thanks, Jesus Christ died for you, died for myself. That's a reason to give praise to Him.
I trust that there's lots of reasons to praise. Hey, if you were here during the summer months, we read a chapter at the beginning of our sermon in Proverbs. Today, I would like us to read a chapter together at the conclusion of our time together to sort of solidify what we've heard today about thanksgiving. This is coming from 1 Chronicles. It's David's prayer of praise. He stands before the nation and declares of how good God is, and they join him in prayer. Some of the words in there say, my son Solomon. I'll just say, hey, when we get to that part, we'll say, my son Solomon. But we know we want the next generation to receive what God has done, to see what is there. And folks, the next generation, if we're going to help rebuild the next generation, if they see our thanksgiving just when more dollars come in, well, there's more things and stuff around, but when the difficult times come along and they don't see true thanksgiving, we're not rebuilding very far. We'll rebuild this amount and then it'll come back down and we'll have to go through that again. The next generation, if we want to help rebuild them spiritually, they need to see true thanksgiving at every single point in our lives. Not easy, but we serve a great and a mighty God. So we say, God, you are the one that's able to do that. So we give you thanks for what you're going to do and know that He is with us. So the words are there. And I'm just going to ask you if we could just read them together. Again, David's prayer of praise. And it says, then David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly. O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, may you be praised forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything is this, and on earth is yours, O Lord. And this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. Wealth and honor come from you alone. For you rule over everything. Power and might in your hand. And at your discretion, people are made great and given strength. O our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we could give anything to you? Everything we have has come from you. And we give you only what you first gave us. We are here for only a moment, visitors and strangers in the land as our ancestors were before us. Our days on earth are like a passing shadow, gone so soon without a trace. O Lord our God, even this material we have gathered to build a temple to honor your holy name comes from you. It all belongs to you. I know, my God, that you examine our hearts and rejoice when you find integrity there. You know I have done all this with good motives, and I have watched your people offer their gifts willingly and joyously. O Lord, the God of our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, make your people always want to obey you. See to it that their love for you never changes. Give my son Solomon the wholehearted desire to obey all your commands, laws, and decrees, and to do everything necessary to build this temple for which I have made these preparations. And then David said to the whole assembly, give praise to the Lord your God. And the entire assembly praised the Lord, the God of their ancestors. And they bowed low
and knelt before the Lord and the King. The entire assembly praised the Lord, the God of their ancestors, and they bowed low and knelt before the Lord and their King. Let's pray. Father, thank you that we read your word, and all throughout your word, it's declared that you are a good, powerful, almighty creator. So, Lord, we thank you for the life that you've provided to us here on earth. Lord, your word says that we have abundant life when we give ourselves to you. We ask Jesus into our lives. So, Father, we thank you for that relationship that's available to us to be called your sons, your daughters. Lord, we declare, as David did today, that we want to give all praise and thanks to yourself. We want that for us. We want that for our kids, our grandkids, those around us, to know about your greatness. So, Father, as that nation knelt before yourself, Father, we do that symbolically today, and we kneel before you. And God, we would ask that whatever needs to happen for us to be drawn closer to you, in the midst of everything that's going on, for us to offer that true praise and thanksgiving to yourself. We want our relationship with you to be strong, to be open, to be well with yourself. So we offer that thanksgiving to you, and we would ask that you would continue to work in our lives and that we would be obedient to yourself. Thank you that you're the God of our ancestors, but you're a God right here, right now, for this day, this moment, and for tomorrow and the time beyond this. Thank you. You are an amazing, an awesome God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
If you enjoyed today's episode and feel called to support and give to PPC, you can head over to our website at ppclife.ca, where you can give, get involved, and find out more information about our church. We can't wait to hear from you. God bless.